Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. I wanted to lead off this hour talking about the very thing I mentioned at the very end of the last hour, which is the fact that at offshore betting sites all over the United States, Donald Trump is now the favorite to win the presidency. I think that's great news. And it even says here how rare it is that a former president who was defeated, a former one-term president, defeated by the guy who's in office as the incumbent now, is suddenly a favorite over the incumbent who beat him. But we know now that Donald Trump is no ordinary politician, says Smart Markets, head of political markets, Matthew Shattuck. But in any case, at sportsbooks around the world, but in particular England, where the biggest ones are, Donald Trump has emerged as the favorite for the presidency of the United States in 2024. Isn't that amazing? Who ever heard of a guy being the favorite for the presidency over an incumbent president 1 year into the incumbent president's presidency? It's just unheard of. But this is the worst 1 year in the history of mankind. The only thing is that, you know, the average person goes, yes, you're right, Wayne, I agree with you. Biden's an idiot. Biden's incompetent. Biden's terrible. It was the worst year in history. You're right. He makes Jimmy Carter look good. All that we agree with. But the one thing they don't understand is none of this was by mistake. It's not out of incompetence. It's on purpose. It's not Biden on purpose because he's an idiot, a brain-dead puppet zombie with dementia. But the people around him and behind him and pulling the marionette strings, those people, or the ventriloquist strings, you know, those people whose mouths open and Biden moves, Biden's lips move, those people are purposefully taking down the United States of America using Joe Biden's semi-dead body as the cover, right? I mean, it's like, is he alive? It's Weekend of Biden's. He's a semi-dead old man, feeble, weak old man, and they're kind of moving his lips. And It's a scary situation. I believe it's Obama. I believe he's finishing the job in the third term he always wanted to do, which is take down this country. But he could never quite do it because he would have gone down in history books as the first black president. And he took the country down and crashed the stock market and crashed the economy and millions were out of work. He didn't want that. He had to do it slowly and carefully and let the next person finish the job. But ironically, the next person wound up being Trump, not Hillary. Now he gets a chance to do it, and the blame won't go to him. It'll go to this brain-dead old man, Joe Biden. So when the American economy collapses and the stock market crashes and everyone's living in a Great Depression, Obama's in the shadows. He doesn't have to ever take credit for any of it. But he got what he wanted. That's what I believe is happening. It's Obama and it's George Soros who's ordering Obama around. Because that's the deal. Obama is the errand guy for George Soros. George Soros is really the one in charge, but Obama carries out the agenda. It's like, you know, who's the CEO of a company and who's the general manager? You know, the general manager appears to be an important guy to all the employees. He's the one you see on a day-to-day basis giving all the orders. But his job depends on whether the CEO likes him. And the CEO's job depends on if the chairman of the board likes him. So the way I see it is Obama's the general manager carrying out the orders from the CEO, George Soros, and George Soros is carrying out the ultimate authority orders, which is China. China's at the very top of the chart. That's who's in charge of our country now, like it or not. And this is pretty representative of what's happening. Number one, I read you my commentary on the shameful public lynching of John Gruden. I'll get to that again tomorrow. I'll definitely read that again tomorrow. Usually I read my commentaries on Friday, but I got it done early today. But this story coming up is even more sickening and representative of what's happening in America. A Virginia father who went viral after he was dragged out of a Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting has revealed he was there to protest the school's transgender policy after he claims that his daughter was raped by a 14-year-old trans boy in the girls' bathroom. Scott Smith, 48, told the Daily Wire that his daughter, a 15-year-old freshman at Stonebridge High School, was raped by the boy on May 28th. He was called by school officials and only told there had been a physical altercation. After he arrived on the scene, he learned she had actually been sexually assaulted, i.e. raped. He says the school staff said they wanted to handle the situation internally and chose not to call the police. This is where, you know, Wayne Root would have literally knocked these people out. And then I'd go to jail for assault, right? As the father of a girl who was raped, you don't want to call police? You'd have to physically restrain me to keep me from jumping over the desk and throwing the principal out the second-story window, who's literally trying to cover up the rape of my beautiful daughter. Really? 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 But we don't ever want to validate violence. So in the end, you know, you got to hold me back, and I got to get on the phone, and I got to demand the police show up, and I got to scream at the police to arrest everybody involved. That's what you got to do, because you don't want to be the one who gets arrested. You don't want to be the one who beats up the principal and gets in trouble. But I don't blame this guy. This guy says, I went nuts. I called the principal a pussy cat. The same word used by John Gruden? Ooh, gosh, what a terrible word. Six cop cars showed up like a effing SWAT team, he said, adding he exploded with rage. Who can be mad at him? Who can be mad at a father who loves his daughter that hears his daughter was raped by a transsexual in the girls' room and the school wants to cover it up? They don't care about the girl. They only care about the transsexual. It's sickening. So, of course, in your mind, your fantasy is, you know, you want to throw this principal out a window. In reality, you can't do that. But you can call the police and bring the police there and demand, and you can also sue the school for $1 billion and just destroy these people. That's what you got to do. That's what John Gruden should be preparing right now. John Gruden should be suing the NFL for $1 billion. They ruined his life. They ruined his career. They destroyed his reputation. He'll never be an announcer again. He will never be a coach again. So what happens to a John Gruden? Well, hopefully he's rich. Hopefully it's not a big deal. He's got somewhere between $30 and $50 million in the bank, I'm sure. And he just sits on a Caribbean island the rest of his life. But it's not that simple. That's what, like, people want to do, right? That's not what guys like me and John Gruden want to do. I never want to sit on a Caribbean island. You know, for a week, yeah. I'd like a one-week vacation in the Caribbean, one-week vacation in Hawaii for a week. But I want to work 51 weeks a year. I never want to retire. I want to die at my office desk. I like work. John Gruden loves the NFL, right? He doesn't want to work in the Caribbean. I mean, retire in the Caribbean and sit on the beach. Here, I'm looking up John Gruden net worth. I just want, for argument's sake, at this moment in time. So, how much is John Gruden worth? And it says net worth $30 million. But you don't know if that's true or not true. Who knows? It says his net worth is $30 million. Either way, he can't afford to lose his $10 million contract. His net worth here, it's three different places, estimated to be $30 million. So, I mean, hypothetically, he's just fine for the rest of his life. Except he doesn't get to do what he was born to do and what he loves to do. But anyway, I digress. Let's get to the poor man whose daughter was raped. And the principal doesn't want to report it to the police because he's scared it'll hurt his school's reputation. Or maybe he's just a liberal protecting a transsexual rapist. This guy says, by the way, this father says a rape kit and other tests prove a sexual assault occurred. and after presenting evidence to the police, the case was open. Thank God I drew enough attention to it without getting arrested. See, he wasn't arrested. That we got an escort to the hospital and they administered a rape kit that night. 2 months after the incident, the boy, and I'm surprised they use that word, he's not a boy, he's a transsexual, the it was arrested for forced sodomy along with other counts, according to the family's attorney. 3 weeks after the alleged rape, Smith, the father, attended a school board meeting on June 22nd where a discussion on a proposal to protect transgender students was on the agenda. And this guy, this poor father, was dragged out of the meeting, ridiculed on social media, and painted as a right-wing anti-trans bigot. No, he's a father who understands what I, Wayne Root, understand. That there are going to be boys who claim to be girls who are actually male rapists who are going to want to walk in a women's room and rape your daughter and go into a locker room and rape your daughter and play on the softball team and rape your daughter and travel on the softball or volleyball team and stay in the same hotel room and rape your daughter. There are very bad people in this world, and some of them who claim to be a different sex are mentally incompetent. They're mentally ill. His daughter was raped in the girls' bathroom by a boy wearing a dress, who was arrested for a second girl later, and the woke school board covered it up. The school and the school board covered up a crime, and the media was happy to participate in smearing the poor guy. The guy claims, my wife and I are gay and lesbian friendly, but we're not into this transgender stuff. The person that attacked her daughter is bisexual and wears dresses to school because he likes them. This kid is technically not what the school board was fighting about. The point is kids are using it as an advantage to get into the girls' bathroom. Right. Just what I've said from day one. You start doing this kind of stuff, and you will have nice people raped in girls' and women's bathrooms left and right.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at
1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. That's toll free, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root, 800-300-8441, or online at CII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, first of all, we're taking calls in the last half hour of the show today, which is coming up in just a few minutes, so get your fingers working, 833-WAR-TALK. Dial it now and get in line, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. It's been a while since we did this. We've just had a lot going on, and it just wasn't time for calls, but we'll take them today, and we'll start mixing it in more often now. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pac, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. He developed Z-Stac, which in one capsule gives you zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and quercetin. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Z-Stac is GMP certified, made in the USA. All you have to do is go to my website, so easy to remember. Just go to root4america.com and click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stac now. Root4america.com, R-O-O-T. Root4America.com, and the link is right at the top, right near the top, to purchase Z-Stack, and you get the best deal possible. New product Z-Stack at Root4America.com. Thank you, Vladimir Zelenko. Great doctor, constant guest on the show. SMART, the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers, is one of North America's most dynamic and diverse unions.
It's got 203,000 members. It consists of sheet metal workers, service technicians, bus operators, engineers, conductors, sign workers, welders, production employees, and more. It is the largest railroad operating union in North America, with more than 500 transportation locals. And on Thursday, meaning today, Union General Chairperson Roy Davis sent a letter to advise Union Pacific Company that Smart Union strongly disagrees with the company's COVID vaccine requirements. Smart demanded an immediate response and demands the carrier negotiate in good faith. This is a huge move by America's Transportation Employees Union. So good news passed on by Steve, a listener of the show. Thank you, Steve. And it's just so funny. At the very moment that they're demanding that you have to get a vaccine, at this very moment, you're finding out the vaccine is a failure. And it's dangerous. It's a failure because lots of people who get it get COVID all over the world. And it's dangerous. Here's the proof. NBA player got blood clots from the COVID vaccine that ended his season, and the NBA told him to keep it quiet. Don't tell anybody. Brandon Goodwin, an NBA player with the Atlanta Hawks, admitted recently he got blood clots from the COVID vaccine that ended his season and possibly his career. And the NBA didn't want him to talk about it. I got sick, he said. I never recovered from it. I would always have back pain. I was just super tired. I was so tired. I felt like I couldn't run up and down the court. My back was hurting. My back was hurting bad. And then I'm like, I need to go to a doctor. That's when I found out I had blood clots. And that was all within a span of a month. Goodwin is confident it was from the COVID vaccine. I was fine till then. Until I took the vaccine, I was fine. People try to tell you, no, it's not the vaccine. How do you know? You don't know. Yes, the vaccine ended my season, 1,000%. His story is being hidden by the NBA and the fake news media because they want to lie to the American people. This poor guy. My God, you're talking about making millions of dollars a year, and then you're not because of this vaccine. So it's just it's a bad story, and it's a scary story, and it's just ironic that at the moment we're hearing more and more about how bad things are with the vaccine, at that moment, they're demanding you have to get the vaccine or you lose your job. And everybody should be suing the bejesus out of your employer. And by the way, make a good point. Actually, I think it's a great point. The vaccine companies have immunity. No matter what happens to you, you die, you get crippled, you go blind, you go deaf, you get blood clots, you get a heart attack, you get a stroke, you can't sue them. But if a company demands you get the vaccine, you should absolutely be able to sue them. That makes them liable. From the moment they force you to get the vaccine, if you get it, they're liable if and when you get sick. These companies are so dumb, they don't even know that. They don't even recognize it. All right, we'll grab some calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts about the open borders, vaccines, vaccine mandates, the American economy. Joe Biden.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Biden provided an update on the coronavirus and vaccinations. Biden saying we're making progress in the fight against coronavirus and pointing out a significant drop in rates of new daily cases and hospitalizations.
Daily cases are down 47%. Hospitalizations are down 38% over the past 6 weeks. Over the past 2 weeks, most of the country has improved as well. Case rates are declining in 39 states, and hospital rates are declining in 38 states.
Another COVID booster shot has been endorsed.
We do have a unanimous 19 out of 19 yes vote.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration voting unanimously to recommend a booster shot to seniors, adults with health problems, or those who are at an increased risk for COVID of the Moderna vaccine. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is my new book, The Great Patriot, Protest and Boycott Book, which has been number one for... is still the number one new release in many, many, many categories, including workplace culture, meaning they believe my book is about the workplace, because I say you've got to go after all the big corporations, and you've got to strike and boycott and protest and intimidate, just like Democrats have always done, just like civil rights activists, black activists, gay rights activists, feminists, all of them have intimidated corporate America and gotten what they wanted, and we keep getting steamrolled. And we are the silent majority. So I teach you about civil disobedience, and I teach you how to strike and boycott, and I also give you, most importantly, the information on who to do it against and how to pull it off. So in the back of the book, as an example, I've got about 40 pages listed with the names of all the companies that we need to boycott. Coca-Cola. And there's just so many names here. Delta Airlines, Dick's Sporting Goods, Disney, Estee Lauder, The Gap, Facebook, Twitter, General Motors. All of these companies are very liberal, woke companies. And they promote, you know, bad candidates. They donate to bad candidates. They promote bad ideas. They're against voter ID. They want open borders because they've been intimidated by little groups of liberals, small groups. You know, if these liberal groups can get 1,000 people to call Starbucks, Starbucks decides that everybody in America is liberal, and we've got no choice but to do this stuff. So now I want literally millions of Republicans and conservatives and Christians and Trump voters and patriots to all contact these companies, the name and the phone number and the CEO's name and the board of directors' name and the social media site and the physical address and the email. It's all in the book. So all you have to do is open the book, and you've got a whole protest movement in a book. It's that easy. Just take 5-10 minutes a day, and boom, you got it. So, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, all bad companies as well, all very liberal, woke companies as well, but that's who sells books. So good luck trying to sell books without selling them at Amazon, Target, and Barnes & Noble. So keep the pressure up. The only thing you should buy from them, conservative books, and they'll get the message. Let's grab some calls. We've got Mary in Las Vegas on line 3. Mary, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I was in Barnes & Noble last week, and they actually had your book for sale there.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
But, I mean, please.
But I would say, Mary, the best way to always do it is you go to BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com. Much easier. You point, click, and the book's there in a day. But if they have it in the bookstore, even better. Great. Glad it was in the bookstore. What's your topic today, Mary?
My second thought is about John Gruden, which I'm thoroughly upset about.
Yeah, me too.
And the other thing that I wanted to say is the Review Journal is requiring everybody to get COVID vaccinations.
I've gotten a lot of emails about that. Yep. I mean, I feel terrible for the employees of the Review Journal. You do realize, Mary, I have the most popular column in the whole damn newspaper, and they fired me because I was too nice to Trump, too pro-Trump. And that was the beginning of the end of the Las Vegas Review Journal. I hope a lot of people drop them and stop subscribing to them because they've never been good ever again. Terrible. They went from the best paper in America to the worst paper in America. All the columns are liberal now, and they were all anti-Trump during the election. Now they're, you know, anti-everything we all believe in. The sports section, anti-John Gruden. Oh, he had to be fired. Oh, they had no other choice. What BS? Oh, yeah, he had to be fired. He had to be fired, but they can hire rappers for the Super Bowl halftime show that literally brag about violating women. Yeah, okay. The NFL pays the millions to brag about that, but that's okay. What a joke.
But the meanwhile, now it's vaccine mandated, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I've seen all their commentaries, all so pro-vaccine. I wonder how much money they're getting paid off by the drug manufacturers. You got to wonder how much Big Pharma has paid them to suddenly be so pro-vaccine. All these people are full of crap, Mary. You know that, right? They're all getting paid off in one way or another, either under-the-table bribes or some sort of, you know, advertisement that really is an under-the-table bribe because they know they don't need to advertise in your newspaper. But if they pay you, you know, $10,000 a month for a 10-month contract, they know they're making you $120,000 in advertising, and they know you'll never say another bad word about vaccines. That's the way Big Pharma operates. So I'm sure the RJ is getting the advertising revenue. Yeah.
Probably the way, the reason why they're paying $1,000 for people to sign up, possible that's why my paper boy quit.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that too, and I'm not sure why, but a lot of paper boys and gals seem to be quitting. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know what the reason is. Maybe they don't pay them enough. I don't know. Look, newspapers are dying. We all know that. They're a dying dinosaur. But they're a dying dinosaur because they're almost all liberal and woke. And the type of person that reads a newspaper is going to be over the age of 40. Nobody under the age of 40 reads a newspaper anymore, ever. So the people over 40 are all Republican conservative. That was the RJ's problem. They're trying to appeal to online people. Online people are all liberals, right? They don't read newspapers online or in person, you know, with physical newspaper in their hand. The people that are going to buy your newspaper are Republican conservatives who want it delivered in the driveway every morning. That's Republican conservatives, and they were all waiting in the morning for Wayne Root's column, and they fired me like schmucks. The RJ editor is a schmuck. So good for them. Hey, Mary, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. I'm very sorry about the vaccine mandates at the RJ. Just so such an example of how a newspaper has gone downhill and gone from totally conservative, owned by Sheldon Adelson's family, to suddenly a liberal paper, I guess because it's run by Sheldon Adelson's schmucky son-in-law or son or something. It's run by, it's either son or son-in-law. Guarantee you he's a big liberal because the Venetian, same thing. Everybody's got to get vaccinated at the Venetian. And it goes against everything a Republican conservative should believe in. Everything. Something's wrong. The family is not running any of those properties anymore. Well, they sold out the Venetian, but they're certainly not running that newspaper either anymore. Let's take Eric in Las Vegas. Eric, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you today?
I am good. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. What's on your mind today?
I am a little bit upset about your last guest and some comments with you guys about federal employees. I've since calmed down a bit, but a little background. I am 23 years military, pre and post 9/11, and federal emergency services provider. I don't make anywhere near that amount of money.
But Eric, I don't think anybody was talking about you. Eric, I don't think anybody was talking about you. In other words, I'm the most pro-military, pro-police guy in the world. When I talk about government employees, there are 23 million government employees in America. And I'm not talking about the military or the police. I'm talking about a bunch of worthless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. who all make $150,000 to $200,000 a year. And they're not even showing up for their jobs. We all know policemen. Yeah, police and military show up for their jobs and risk their lives every day for a very small pay compared to what these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. get. I'm on your team. I think you guys deserve a raise. You're underpaid for the risks you take every day. Totally different,
yeah,
believe me.
I agree with you
but
on that.
But I don't think Christian was talking about you either.
I do the work of a... Okay. No, well, I do the work of a GS 12, 13 government employee, but I am not that great and I don't get paid that much. So
I get it.
You know, us blue-collar workers... I've had COVID twice, and I have been at work every day since, other than the mandated quarantine period of having COVID. And now we're facing, this is something I want you to know, because I greatly appreciate and I follow you and Mr. Bongino. Mm-hmm. We are being coerced right now. We are being shamed, and they are trying to shove this mandate down our throat.
Well, you know,
I'm having to deal with the... I appreciate it. Yes, I do know.
It's terrible.
There's a lot of us that are attending the rallies.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's awful. I can't imagine.
Please keep up the good work.
Eric, I can't imagine if I was...
You know, I just want some clarification.
Yeah. I can't imagine if I was risking my life every day for the United States of America and sacrificing my well-being as a law enforcement officer or a military member or even someone that saves people's lives, nurses, doctors, paramedics, and then you force me to get a vaccine. And I've seen the results of vaccines up close and personal in the emergency room, in the ICU, and I know there are people coming in who are dying after being vaxxed, who are crippled after being vaxxed, and you're going to tell me to go get that vaccine even though I don't want it? Terrible, terrible, terrible thing and a terrible choice. Terrible choice. Thank you for your service,
sir. I'm seeing it as well.
Thank you for your service, man.
And you guys keep it up.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne. Take it easy. Have a good night.
Just, you know, and by the way, Eric's gone now. There's no way I would ever, ever begrudge $1 made by people who are in law enforcement or military. When I talk about government employees, never am I referring to them. I'm not referring to firemen either. By the way, they risk their lives every day. You know, the people who risk their lives are a whole different level of government service and sacrifice. And those are the heroes in my, you know, I've always been a fan of businessmen and women, people who own their own business, have the balls to start their own business, fund their own business, risk their own life savings, and first responders. And to me, that's military, police, fire, and it even includes people who maybe their life isn't at risk, but they save lives, paramedics, nurses, doctors, very, very heroic, good people, and I don't begrudge them $1. But the average government employee is getting gigantic salaries, much higher than they get in the private sector, and getting a gigantic pension on top of that. And they're able to retire at like the age of 45 or 50 and just never work again. Go on cruises and go golfing for the rest of your life. Whereas I have to work from the day I retire, I'm at zero. There is no pension for a businessman.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't often endorse publicly, anyway, charities, but I'm today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they are military veterans and ranchers, they know about both vets and horses. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM, as in Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter, and works with veterans. Every time I see BLM now, I got to explain, it's Bureau of Land Management. You know, someone out there is going to go, they adopt horses from Black Lives Matter? I don't get it. They adopt wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management, and they work with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. And they take care of all the vets, and they help them, you know, when they get out of the military, help them through all the red tape. They guide, support, and assist all the vets through the maze of post-military paperwork. And they help the vets get accustomed and, you know, get adjusted to real life by working with the horses. That calms them down and hopefully gets rid of their, you know, all their problems they've got with, you know, when you hear a bomb go off, when you hear a backfire of a car, you think you're in the military again. You know, you think it's a gunfire, you think it's a bomb. You know, these guys have that syndrome, and it's a problem. So the Liberty Project walks the path beside the military vets to remind them that they are important, whether it's the volunteer, whether it's the partner, or whether it's to make a tax-deductible contribution. Visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. 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 Wayne Root says, great charity. One of the issues that I have not spent enough time talking about, because I think, you know, there's two issues in America that we talk about all day long that are so important to me, and that is open borders and vaccine mandates. But the massive wave of inflation that's coming our way, is something we all need to be prepared for, and also the supply chain nightmare is something we all need to be prepared for. You know, every one of you listening to me right now needs to go out and buy every product you could possibly buy and stock up on it and make sure you got a generator and make sure you got toilet paper and tissues and paper towels and lots of food stocked in the freezer. You should buy an extra freezer. You know, I've got two extra refrigerators and freezers stocked to the top with food because you don't know what's going to happen in the near future. The shelves may be bare. By the way, the dummies in liberal cities, these dumb communist morons, have killed themselves. You go to the drugstore, there's nothing on the shelves because they've been looted by all the bad people because it's not a big crime anymore. They give you a ticket. You understand how bad this is? And Joe Biden, you know, who's a brain-dead zombie puppet at this point, on Thursday, one of the top trending topics on Twitter was hashtag EmptyShelvesJoe. Joe Biden has created an economic crisis through mishandling of the U.S. economy. Think about what he's done to our economy so far. Businesses unable to find workers. Even if they could find workers, it's not clear they could find products to sell people. With the numerous cargo ships sitting off the coast, businesses are unable to fill orders. Think about how bad Christmas is going to be. Restaurants having supply chain issues. They're having difficulty finding products. They're being forced to scale back menus to basic items. When they do have items, they generally do not have a large supply, and they sell out quickly. And Biden claimed he's going to build back America. That's the name of his, you know, that brand he's trying to sell with lies. My one of my great friends is always listening to pop music, and he listens to iHeartRadio in Las Vegas. iHeartRadio in Las Vegas must have like a 90% female liberal audience because every other ad is Joe Biden with Build Back America. God, could I, you know, I'm just dying for someone to put an ad on there that says, do you want to know the real truth about Build Back America? Joe Biden has wrecked America. Joe Biden is destroying the economy. Joe Biden is killing your jobs. Joe Biden has opened the borders. He's allowed the invasion of the United States of America. He's trying to force vaccinate you. There's no workers. There's no supplies. He's trying to raise taxes higher than the Communist Party of China. And he's owned by China. And that's just for starters. But there are no ads countering Build Back America. What a lie. They love coming up with names. Build Back Better, excuse me. Build Back Better. It should be Build Back Worse. Break down America. We went from a booming economy where everyone was making money, and then came Joe Biden, and it's a nightmare. And Joe Biden has yet to take responsibility for any of this. By the way, he pushed for forced vaccines, forced masking, punishment for those who don't comply. And guess what? The pandemic got nothing but worse. And the stat was out the other day. More people have now died of COVID under Joe Biden than under Donald Trump. You don't hear that in the mainstream media, do you? Joe Biden last September said he would be the supply commander. I didn't even hear that. Supplies for what? There are no supplies. And as far as first responders, next time you call 911, you better wait 6 or 8 hours for the police to show up, as all the cops quit because they don't want the vaccines. And when you go to the hospital, get ready for a 24-hour wait in the emergency room, because not because COVID people are filling the beds, because there's no one to treat you. They're all quitting. The nurses, the orderlies, they don't want the damn vaccine. They've seen how sick it makes people. They've seen how it kills people. Thank you, Joe Biden. God bless you. You're such a wonderful guy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.